Hello, hi, and welcome. I am your host, Emma Gunnar Wardner, and in my nearly 20-year career as a beauty and health writer, I have interviewed a lot of people. Supermodels, entrepreneurs, authors, celebrities, and doctors. And many of these conversations had a real impact on me, and I'd come away feeling inspired, excited, informed, and really empowered. And at the back of my mind, I'd always think, I wish I could just publish the tape so people could really feel that conversation. Well, on this podcast, you get to feel the conversation. I talk with experts, guests, and a few friends who I hope will inspire, inform, and empower you, and maybe also challenge you, whether you're looking for self-help, self-improvement, beauty advice, health insights, business know-how, or just some good old-fashioned life advice and a bit of a laugh. It's all here. Welcome to the show. Hello, hi, and welcome. I am revisiting some of the most popular episodes of the last 12 months, and one that has been downloaded more than any other is my conversation with Wim Hof, the Dutch extreme sportsman, famous for his breath work and also his cold therapy techniques, his ice work. That's why he's called the Iceman. Every time I reshare an episode, I receive two types of messages. There are ones from people who are listening to the conversation for a second time and tell me that they've heard something really valuable from re-listening a second time around. And then there are those who are new to the show who didn't even realise that the guest was sitting in the back catalogue. And let's face it, with over 600 episodes on the podcast feed, it can be easy to miss names and faces when you're scrolling through that feed. And even this morning, I had someone DM me on Instagram saying, "What do you think of Wim Hof?" And I replied, "I think he's great. And here's the link to the conversation we had a year ago." And to that end, please enjoy the conversation I had with Wim Hof, originally published in January of 2021. It was a pleasure to chat to him, and I hope that you enjoy this revisiting of our conversation. My guest on this episode of the podcast, it's the Iceman himself, it's Wim Hof. He is the Dutch extreme athlete who is probably best known for his ability to withstand freezing temperatures and for his Wim Hof method, which is a combination of frequent cold exposure, breathing techniques, and meditation. Now, I came to know about Wim quite a few years ago because my brother had read about him and was trying some of his methods, such as cold showers and breathing exercises. But truthfully, I didn't really pay any attention until a few years ago when I was trying everything, and I mean everything, to help with my mental health. Of all the things I tried, it's the cold showers and the breath work that have really stuck with me and that I continue with. If you're a regular listener or a long-time listener to this podcast, then you'll know I'm no fan of big claims that have no evidence. And as you'll hear in the show, Wim makes a lot of bold claims, and under different circumstances, this would make me clench my buttocks and my jaw. But Wim is going through the process very methodically of proving what he has done himself in laboratory environments under the careful watch of scientists and doctors. So all of these things he has done out in the wild, if you will, he is now doing in very clinical environments to really show what they are doing. He can tell you anecdotally how he feels, but now he is getting doctors and scientists to show what's happening neurologically and what's happening physically so that you can really understand what is really going on and why these methods work. Now, Wim has been around long enough to have had plenty of skeptics question him, because if you just read what I've just said on paper about how he withstands freezing temperatures and all of those things, you would think, really? So skeptics have come from far and wide, most notably probably Scott Carney, the investigative journalist, who was sent to interview Wim in 2011 with the aim of exposing him as a charlatan. That was really why he was sent. But Scott actually came away, convinced himself, and he even wrote a book about the experience called What Doesn't Kill Us. And Wim mentions him in the podcast. As with anything, when things are taken to the extreme, they can become dangerous. And so some of Wim's techniques should only be attempted in the correct conditions with appropriate guidance and supervision. I mean, he entered the death zone of Everest in nothing but swimming trunks, and some of the things he has put himself through are mind-boggling. They really are. They are extreme. But what I want to focus on here and what I've really learned from Wim, because I haven't been in the death zone of Everest, is the more accessible elements of the Wim Hof method. So they may be less extreme, but they are no less beneficial. And my experience with Wim's method and why I've been so keen to bring him to the podcast is by using daily cold showers, simply turning the tap to cold in the shower at the end once I'm all nice and washed and clean, and by following his breathing exercises from his YouTube channel, which are free to watch. There are no extreme conditions in what I have used when it comes to Wim's method. With the breathing technique, I am without doubt calmer for doing them, and the cold showers serve two purposes. Firstly, there's a decision I make to turn the tap to cold, to go from comfortable to uncomfortable. And it's a little mental battle I have with myself in the shower in the morning. It's uncomfortable and I know it's going to shock my system, but I turn that tap anyway. And secondly, the cold water stimulates quite a few functions in the body. It can improve circulation, boost metabolism, increase endorphins, and trust me, it's incredibly invigorating. Bigger picture though, what I appreciate about Wim is how he demonstrates how it's embracing the difficult, being uncomfortable, and experiencing pain that's where real growth happens. That's where the magic is, the sweet spot is, if you like. He mentions it in the show in reference to cold showers, but it's only by pushing yourself to feel that cold and be uncomfortable and really endure how that feels that makes you really appreciate the warm. I've spoken about it before on this podcast, and there's a real trend for cosseting, cocooning, and sheltering when life gets challenging instead of facing those challenges head on. I also really appreciate the fact Wim is telling you that you have everything you need. It's all within you. You just have to harness it, channel it, use it, and nurture it, rather than this quite commercialized idea that the answer to all your problems is something you need to acquire or is something outside of yourself. I appreciate Wim saying, you've already got it. You just need to figure out how to use it. In any event, I really appreciate Wim, and I'm glad that I was introduced to him all those years ago. And so I'm really pleased, if you're properly discovering him today in this episode, to be introducing him to you, my most excellent listeners. You're going to hear it right from the off. Wim is quite the character. I had an absolute ball chatting to him. I've linked to everything we discuss. The show notes are pretty robust. But if you have any questions, obviously, please do email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. And that link to the Facebook forum is in the show notes, where you can find all of the resources from today's episode. But it is my absolute pleasure to welcome Wim Hof to the Emma Gunn Show. Wim Hof in the house. What a pleasure.
Aha, thank you.
Because you are, I've been wanting to speak to you for a very long time. Because your videos, your breathing techniques have really helped me. Members of my family have really benefited from them.
Wow.
You just seem to have figured out something really amazing, which is how to get the best out of life and out of physical health without spending a ton of money on it.
Exactly. Yes. That is the good thing. And a good thing, it is no trickery. It is nature itself. It's very accessible and powerful for anybody. And that makes it really good. You know, all this sales on all kinds of biohack this and biohack that, and this is the price you got to pay for it. Yeah, you cannot buy health, but with this, you get health, which is priceless. So pay $299 for this and for that. And a week later, you drop it because it doesn't really work. You know, they get us by our belief system into we can sell and we can buy health, happiness, and strength. And it is not. It's already there.
This is the thing. We look for it externally. We look for something to fix us, but we have all the component parts of that internally inside us. So what I'm really interested to ask you, Wim, is how did you have the Wim Hof method. How did you figure out one day, my breathing's just more than my breathing. Being cold is more than just being slightly uncomfortable. Where did it all begin?
Yes. If you do things a long time, this is a better metaphor. If you go into the desert and you have no water, then very soon you appreciate water to its full extent. You see it as life itself. You see it as something amazing, and you are missing out on it there on that very moment. But we got too much of everything around us all the time. That's why it has lost its value. And the value is consciousness. Conscious to be aware of what you are and what you get. We are overloaded with all kinds of things that makes us unaware what is more inside. And then in the course of life, we miss out. We miss out on our destiny, on our soul, we accumulate fear for dying. We try to do all kinds of things to postpone what is so-called the reality and all that. And that is not necessary no more. We have found the keys to tap into the brain deeper than ever before was thought possible. And we did it through brain scans. And then we took the blood out of people, not me, doctors and professors, while doing this, and they saw them performing biochemical feats that were considered to be impossible by humans at will to battle inflammation. So there are so many angles we have shown with awareness of scientific research that it is there, and that it is there for us within ourselves. If we become more internal, if we focus not only on the outside, but also inside. And because a lot of people have a big trouble meditating. My knee is aching, my back is aching. I gotta think of this, I can't sit still. My thoughts go anywhere, I go berserk. Is that called meditation? Oh no, no more suffering. That, for those people, we have found a way to go internally, because that's the aim and goal of meditation, to go internally through these breathing techniques more than meditation is able to activate within the depth of our brain. So we have shown this in brain scans that people doing these breathing techniques are activating deeper parts of the brain than very well exercised meditators with 4 hours of mindfulness a day for years. You do these breathing techniques and within 10 minutes you are deeper than those persons. You see what I mean? This is for the Westerners, for the ones who have a wandering mind all day long. It's a great way to bring down the blood flow, which is in the thinking brain, into the feeling part of the brain. And that is the aim and goal of deep meditation, just to be, just to feel. No thoughts is when the blood flow goes into deeper areas of the brain. And now we found a way to bring the blood flow even deeper. And that makes it an ideal way for Westerners who have no time, have no patience, have no way to cut through their thought patterns, to go into the depth of their own brain, the way nature meant it to be. Because of our schooling system and the way we are taught to serve a system that is producing, 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 polluting, 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 exploiting, exploiting, is what purpose is there of creating too much and only a few people controlling the rest? What purpose, what soul is there? What kind of love is there for life itself? That has got to change. And for that, I began to do all the things I did when I was 17, 16, 15. I was already thinking on esoteric disciplines, philosophies, traditions, languages, all kinds of those things, to find something deeper, because I had promised to myself and pledged at the age of 12, what I see of the world. People think it is normal to have war, to have disease. to have abuse, to have pollution, exploitation, insensitive exploitation, and keeping on going. People think this is normal. I think it is sick. And I'm going to do something about that sickness. Because the mother in Baghdad is the same as in New York. They just want prosperity for their children. Happiness, strength, and health. But how are we going to show that those things you cannot buy, but are the most valuable of life itself? That's why I went into challenges. I found the cold, which is a direct way into the deepest part of my physiology, bring it within my control because I sensed it through intuition and instinct to do that. And then I went through the signs, and then I showed that I could deal with the problems where this whole technology of this world is not able to find solutions on inflammation and mood regulation. People do not know how to guarantee a diseaseless life, a happy life, and a very strong life. They cannot guarantee that. There's always, yeah, shit happens. Oh yeah, you can't control cancer. You cannot control Crohn's disease, arthritis, depression, psychosis. You cannot control. With all the technology, we cannot control that. Poor technology. Or the wrong people behind the buttons who are controlling us to make us dependent of a system with doctors. You got to pay for your disease. It's a great pillar of our economy, a healthy economy on the industry, by the industry, and which is the pharmaceutical industry. When that is healthy, it's a big pillar for our economy. And they measure the economy as being a healthy society. It's on a sick people. It's on disease. People are not patients. They become clients. And while the immune system can be controlled much deeper, much better, it still is there. This dependency on doctors, pills, medicines, etc., which is the big industry. So all together, that, with all those interests, which is polluting the world, exploiting the world, keeping people in a mediocre level of being, schooling them to be part of that system. We gotta change that. And we are changing that. And because the whole pharmaceutical industry and the food industry and the war industry is not behind natural methods that cost nothing to make people the guarantee to go deeper within, more than ever before was thought possible, even through science. For that, we are here to tell this to the people this way. So this is my mission, Emma. This is my mission. This is why we talk to each other. This is why I say thank you for your work and to give this a platform where we are able to share beyond speculation, scientifically endorsed, that we have the ability to be happy, strong, and healthy. Because all those mechanisms are within us, impeccably delivered at birth. And now we are going to show how to hack, how to tap in. First, to show that it is all science that is backing it up. So there is no doubt or speculation. It is now a non-dogmatic choice. And this is what I say to the viewers. It's a non-dogmatic choice of yours. You want to become happy, strong, and healthy. Happy is the endocrine system, the hormonal system, the control over that. The health, that is the control, deeper control over the immune system. And the energy and strength, those are the metabolic processes in the cell. Can we influence them? Yes. On all these charges, we prove them wrong. We are not dependent. We got all that inside. That means the whole dependency, the whole system, you are not in the need to connect with them. Insurance companies, the health insurance, the anything that has got to do to make you happy, strong, and healthy, to take away your fear is within you. And here's the choice. This is what we give to the viewers. So that introduction.
Well, long-time listeners of the podcast will know that I've spoken about you a lot. And also on the podcast, I've spoken about my own issues with mental health. I struggled with depression and anxiety. And in my path to fixing that, I realized that I had for a long time looked for something that I was missing, that I was going to gain and bring into my world that would fix it. I would be happy if I got more money. I would be happy if I got more friends, these sorts of things. And actually, on the road to recovery, doing things like meditation, doing your breathing exercises, doing a little bit of cold water therapy, I think all of those things culminated into realizing nothing that I need is outside of me. Everything that I need is here.
Wow. That is a great realization. Yeah, once you become aware, as we talked in the beginning, we are made unaware of our internal abilities to regulate our own mood, to regulate our own inflammation, to bring it down. We are disconnected through the wrong schooling. We think we need a doctor. We think we need a hospital. We think we need pills. We are dependent upon that. Now, when you become and realize your connection with the ability to acquaint with your tools, to regulate your own mood, to make disease go down, the inflammation, then you are on the road to embody your own internal power the way nature meant it to be. And I'm there now doing so much more research. It's all ongoing. They begin to come now. In the beginning, I was yelling in the desert. But now I found the water for all of them. And there is so much more. And now the people are beginning to come. It takes one person to be persistent in his belief, to go on to break the neurological conditioning within. And when one time it is shown, then I'm no anomaly, I'm no exception. I'm a human who has been on the search, on the lookout that what is happening in the world is not just. What should be our future now is becoming happy, strong, and healthy. To be in connection with those internal systems, and they are called interoception and proprioception. I showed that in brain scans. And that will make us very able to regulate our own mood and to bring down inflammation. If we are able now to bridge that to the people, then that could create people awakening within themselves and doing these practices until they realize that there is a connection. And realizing is neurological connection, connecting, neurological. And then you become at will able to control your own mood despite of everything what is happening or anything in daily life. It does not matter. We have this possible connection with our stress mechanisms inside of our brain to defy anything that culminates into negative stress inside the body on cell level, in the DNA, in the bone marrow, in the blood, in the brain. It does not matter. We have the tools to defy it, to bring it, to expel it. It's an amazing neurology, an amazing connection, and everybody has got it. And this is the message that here to all the viewers. Hey guys, wait and do this, and you will feel better already. But realize that connection that makes you the commander of your own body, which is nothing more than logical. That's the way we are born, to be happy, strong, and healthy. Any person that is in command of his own body and mind will direct it toward happiness, strength, and health. And it will then be able to pass it on to their children. Hey, that's the world. That is the future gonna be. And on that road, we have to go past the existence paradigm, the existent establishment, which wants us to be dependent on them to buy what they have got, because we don't know inside how to control our mood and to bring down inflammation. And now we got them. We got them, guys. We can stop all these hospitals and medicines and pills and psychiatrists and psychologists. We are our own doctor inside. It was already told by Paracelsus in the 1500, the Archaeus of Paracelsus, and 2000 years with Hippocrates. The oath to heal yourself, this healing power we all have, but it is now no longer abstract. It's not a philosophy. It's neurology. It's the autonomic nervous system. It's the endocrine system. And we have shown that people in groups are able to control within a couple of days a bacteria injected. And this was unknown in science to be possible by humans. And now, with that connection, 100% score.
Listeners, for those of you who might not know, Wim himself was injected with E. coli, that's correct, and you did not get sick.
Yes, and then I passed it on to a group of people, because then they told, yeah, but you are the Iceman, and you are doing a superhuman feats and extraordinary, you are an anomaly of nature, a freak of nature, whatever they tell, you know. It's outside of their understanding. And I told them, no, what I can do, anybody can do. And then finally, they gave me a group of people after 16,134 people who got the same experimental model of the injection with the E. coli bacteria, all became sick. And then suddenly 12 people I trained within a couple of days, 100% not sick after the injection.
What I find really fascinating, Wim, about you and your method is the fact that you can go back for thousands of years and look at every single culture pretty much. And there was somebody in that culture saying breath work, cold. And yet it's you who's actually taking it and is proving it with science, who's actually showing exactly how it all works and why it's having those positive benefits. For thousands of years, we've known breathing a certain way makes you feel much better, makes you feel clear-headed. But now you're actually showing us with data exactly how that's manifesting in that physical change in the body.
Exactly. That's what I did. And that's the credit. If I have credit, then it's that. Because we all breathe but forgot about it. We have we've gotten too much into comfort zone behavior. We control the world, the nature, everything. We are polluting it, man. We have forgotten, after misusing, abusing the world, with our so-called technology, calling it civilization, plastics all over the world into the oceans, abuse, power abuse, children's abuse, exterminating nature itself, the forests and the animals, the diversity, etc., becoming insensitive between each other. That's where we have gotten. And so some things need to be shown. Some things need to be shown. The common sense of nature, the human nature, after thousands of years, no, now it is gone beyond a control that is destroying this planet. And it's destroying the future of our kids. Even there, we cannot stop. What is this rage, this stupid rage within which we cannot control? This is the outside world of projecting our powers. When we go within with the same intensity now, because it has been shown 50 years ago with the Apollo project, we sent people to the moon. Now, all that data with Houston, Cape Canaveral, the rocket inside inside the space, all that now is less than the power of an iPhone. And the iPhone is the fruit of our mind. We have a neurology inside, which has an enormous traffic, neural activity. But we don't know how to control it. We bring people to the moon, but we cannot control our happiness, not our health, our strength. Where is it? Where is justification of what we do? The moral understanding. No, the rage, go on, go on, go on. That it means the technology is driven by a very instinctive, primitive rage inside, and there is no control. So I came up with this, what is already for thousands of years known in civilizations, natural methods. The biochemistry can be changed deeply through deep breathing techniques.
Okay, so talk to me about that. If someone's listening to this and they're thinking, I want a piece of this action, I want whatever Wim's having, how can somebody today start using their breath in order to begin to make those changes and feel those changes?
First of all, know that these breathing techniques not only have shown themselves in comparative studies to be very effective against inflammation, to boost the immune system beyond the belief of scientific understanding, and that it can be yours right now. Within 10 minutes, you can go and tap in, hack in to your systems deeper than a meditator 4 hours a day for years. Within 10 minutes, you can learn within 10 minutes to bring down the inflammation whenever you get flu or a cold or diseases starting up. That is inflammation. It starts up with symptoms, and you can make it go away with this technique. And there is no doubt, there is no speculation. So know that to start with. And that other breathing techniques, they haven't shown themselves. It was totally unknown what was happening within the realm of science with natural methods like this. It was unknown. And I have to say, these breathing techniques I have come up with came through spontaneously going into the cold. And what do you do when you go into the cold? That's what you do, that you breathe deeply within, and you learn through that to change your biochemistry deeply, which we miss out all of us on. And with that, the daily stress, which translates itself into the wrong biochemistry, we cannot cleanse it. And with these breathing techniques, you can do it. Because there's nothing more than the cold stress upon your body. If you are able to change the cold stress through deep breathing and your mind, which is neurology, your mind is neurology, as we talked about it before, the connection is learning at will, which is neurology, to be the commander over the neurology of the rest of the body, which is nothing more than logical. We just miss out on the connection. But through the cold, you learn, because when you go into the cold, you say, I'm going to go into the cold. Yeah. Actually, begin to connect with the hormonal system, the adrenaline, to make you strong. And then you are ready to go into the cold. And surprisingly, anybody can do it. And with that, you learn to connect with the deepest part inside the brain and to learn it, to bring it within the willful control of yourself. And then you can use it to defy any stressor coming in. That could be mental stress, emotional stress, physical stress, biological, viral, bacterial, whatever stress. Because you connect with the stress mechanisms through the cold. So a cold shower a day, guys, keeps the doctor away.
Absolutely.
That is one. Then number two, the breathing. We were talking about the breathing. Cold showers, number one. Number two, the breathing. Know that you are able, just by deep breathing. If you do this technique, 10 minutes, then you are in completely within yourself, in peace, in connection with the deep nervous system, which makes you completely in control over your nervous system. When we are out of control, when we feel moody, when we have no energy, it's because there is a lack of connection. There is no feeding of the electricity. There is no feeding of the nervous system, of the blood flow. There is a blockage somewhere. But if you do this breathing technique, you will make it go away.
You have an 11-minute video on your YouTube channel, which is a video I use all the time, which makes me feel invigorated and calm at the same time. If I do it mid-afternoon, busy day at the computer, I've got more work to do, but I'm beginning to feel sluggish. That video.
Wow. Instant. Amazing. Yeah, I heard people who are doing, you know, high executive work, a lot of paperwork, a lot of ideas, creativity. When it becomes sluggish, say at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they do this 20 minutes or so, and it is gone. And they are sharp again. They are alert. It's like cleansing. You cleanse yourself biochemically.
But it's interesting, because I think we think when we're sluggish, we have a stimulant. We go and get a coffee or whatever it may be. But what the breathing does is it's invigorating without being stimulating and creating more stress.
Yes. When you take stimulants, then you might feel, because of the extra energy being generated to react upon the stimulant, which is able to overthrow a little bit the blockage, but not taking it away, so it'll come back. When the stimulant, its effect is going down, the blockage is still there. So if you go into the breathing, what you do is changing the biochemistry. And with the biochemistry change, you change the pH. And then the body is very able to exterminate or take away whatever is blocking in the body. And this is the way it works, is through activating the adrenal axis. Have it spiked, and that brings you in a direct reset of the body. And a reset of the body means when a adrenal spike is going on, it goes up and it goes down, but it is enough to bring you to the best functionality of your physiology. Because that's what adrenaline does. It is there to take on whatever is dangerous at that moment. You got to be ready. So it resets the body, and then the body is suddenly able to deal with the impact of whatever stress is going on. And in the meanwhile, it is taking out any blockage in the body, because that's the way it works. It's amazing. You're not only then taking away the inhibitor, the inhibiting factor, which is making you sluggish. You're also more alert at that moment, being able to take on whatever is coming. You are just in a flow and stronger. You are able to take it on. I heard this, and this is very important for anybody in the world. You think sluggish, oh yeah, maybe only when you are in the office. No, it happens everywhere, guys. And you can try to override. No, when you take on the adrenal axis spike, like through this breathing technique, then you become light, because it doesn't, there is nothing, there is just flow, and it goes, and it's light. It's not difficult to have the flow. So the functionality of the body is fat on any level, on the level of the cell, the DNA, in the blood, in the nervous system, in the lymphatic system, and that goes into the blood, and it serves all our being. Amazing how it works and how simple it is.
One of the things I really like about your technique as well, and what I really want to share with listeners actually, is that I've been a health and beauty writer for 20 years nearly, and we have a lot of messaging now in the health space about self-care, and about self-care is about having a nice hot bath or rubbing yourself down with oils or lighting a nice candle. And it's all about cocooning and comforting. But I have to be honest, in my own life and personal development, if you want to call it that, the only progress is made outside of the comfort zone. So cocooning and lighting candles and having baths, to me, isn't self-care. It's challenging yourself. It's running towards your fears. It's being uncomfortable. That's where the real magic happens. And that to me, and I'm speaking to the man who went into the death zone of Everest in a pair of swimming shorts, so you know a little bit about discomfort.
Yes.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I can tell you, yeah, I do. I went into the death zone on Everest because somebody had taken my clothes beyond the death zone, and I had to go for them because otherwise it was getting cold. No, we take on challenges in life, Emma, and it's great to talk about it like this. And it's great because you're a beautiful woman. You're into the beauty. You could cocoon easy and say, oh, it all works and it's beautiful. Oh, wow, these incenses and this light and this environment and wow. And you could make a big money out of it. But what you're saying actually, that real wellness is being in discomfort. In discomfort, I have to say, when I go swimming outside, like every day, I feel tremendously good. But then a hot shower afterwards, oh man, it's so good. It's so good. So we don't take away saunas. We don't take away cocooning. We don't take the open hearth at home with a glass of wine. We intensify the experience. If you have gone into the desert without drinking, you know how much you valued water at that moment. It's amazingly more. And you don't need to go to the death zone of Everest or to go into freezing waters and lose the way under the ice, just breath hold in your shorts. You don't need to do that. But go and step out, get into the cold shower. You need a hot shower, then take a cold shower as well, because then you exercise your cardiovascular system to the best. That is the internal physiology. More than 100,000 kilometers is inside all vessels, and they have all little muscles. And when you go into the cold shower, then the millions of little muscles, they are being stimulated, trained. They help the blood flow. Then the heart rate goes down because the heart doesn't need to pump as much anymore, because the little muscles are helping the blood flow. And it reaches out much better to the cells with nutrition and oxygen and vitamins and life's energy. And then you feel much better, more energy, and a lot less stress. That's a cold shower. It's the best thing you can do for yourself. It's a life changer. It is bringing you in your natural condition. Killer number one in our society, cardiovascular related diseases. It's not only killing so many people, like millions every year, it's also bringing down the quality of life, because a low blood flow, a difficult blood flow, or too fast or too slow, is because of the vascular muscle tone, which is out of control. It's not good. And that's logical, because we wear clothes. We destimulate our biggest organ, which is our skin, from the elements to be stimulated, which is in connection with all the electroreceptors, temperature receptors, pain receptors, feeling, sensory receptors. It's all there. And what do? We cover it up all day long. It's Hey, in the long term, that is what is happening. And then you get a lack of oxygen. You get a lack of the right energy flowing through the blood flow. And logically, in the end, it creates all the ailments we have no control over. Step a little bit outside of the comfort zone behavior, like walking your dog. Your dog needs to go out and have a pee and a poo and smell here and smell there. We are mammals. We are mammals, and we got a great physiology, which is taking care of us. So let's take care consciously of our physiology, becoming aware of these internal systems, the cardiovascular system, lymphatic system, is becoming aware of systems inside our brain, which is all internal and all connected, that makes us able to become happy, strong, and healthy, and know exactly what the purpose of life is. It's full flow being every day. And then the mystery will unfold every day by itself in all its magic. Wow. Life is so great. And through this, we can bring it to the people. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Well, that's what I want to ask you, because if someone's listening to this and they're thinking, I've got some of the ailments that Wim's talking about, and they might be thinking this is tough love, or they might not like to hear. I'm sure if I spoke to you 5 years ago when I had depression and you said this to me, I might have thought, I might have felt cross with you and thought it's not that easy actually. So how would you get into that person's headspace and just ease them into understanding what you know to be true?
Now, viewer, listener, listen what I'm going to tell you now. This is done by love, the determination, 44 years of search within, and I've gone through science. I got multiple world records or going into the extreme, but you don't need to go into the extreme to have extremely great benefits by adopting very simple techniques. And you can do it and start it today. It is scientifically all endorsed, so there is no bullshitting. I'm not selling anything. I'm just sharing that your abilities are here waiting for your connection to awaken you consciously, telling you there is no doubt about it, no speculation. It's data-based. Research is done, published in the best of papers of the world, changing the books in the university. That's what I've done as a dropout of school. So now I'm here going to tell you a simple fact. It is not complicated. It's very simple to learn to connect you with the ability to guarantee you your happiness, strength, and health, to take out a depression, to take out inflammation. Inflammation is the cause and the effect of makes disease, as we understand it. And then you get all kinds of shapes of diseases, from kidney disease to heart disease, or from Crohn's disease to arthritis, from mental disease to physical disease, etc. Doesn't matter. It's all the same. Inflammation based. Can we bring it down? Yes. Within a quarter of an hour, just do the breathing. Find out on my website, there is a free class, mini class it's called. You can find it out by yourself. No cost. It's only you. Your feeling is your understanding. And then you see, hey, you don't need to understand so much. You got to feel again. And feeling is realizing that you are in control over your depression, over your inflammation, and by just these simple things. It's that is my work, to bring it here together with Emma to you. Sorry, guys, that it is so simple. It's not difficult. It's not complicated. Sorry. Your happiness, strength, and health is within your choice, your hands. Your beautiful mind is serving you, and your beautiful body is very able to become happy, radiant, in flow, full of energy. Hey, just by the will. Some breathing, little cold shower. Sorry that it is not so complicated.
Now, I'm going to tell you this. I know lots of people who have actually done your courses, some who have done the courses with you, some who haven't, and they are evangelical about the experience, not just the experience of coming on those courses and learning with you, but they are evangelical about how it then applies to their life. And in many instances, these people have changed their jobs and gone on to teach the method.
Amazing, yeah. I mean, that is evidence. I had 6 weeks ago, I had a person come, a guy who's a famous bodybuilder. Zach, he's called, I don't know his last name. He just came with this woman. He was sent by the office, and his woman had cancer. She had cancer and she could not be treated. She could not be treated because her white blood cell count was too low. And a lot of people who have cancer and to have a too low a blood cell count, they cannot be treated. That is the paradigm. The science is not able to help them. So the cancer grows. But what I did and showed is that, hey, just do this. And she began to do this 10 days later. Her white blood cell count 11 times multiplied 11 times. And then they could treat her. Within 2 weeks, her cancer was gone. I heard many of those women with breast cancer, too low count of white blood cells, cannot be treated. They began doing this 20 times multiplied. What is that? That is what I want to talk with the oncology about. But it's so difficult to get it out. Well, I just wrote a New York Times bestseller, and one person therein writes a testimonial. It's Susan, a beautiful woman, but they were to go to cut her tits off because she had cancer and they could not treat her because her white cell, a blood cell count was too low. She began to do this within 2 weeks, 20 times more white blood cells. She is completely healed. She's got beautiful breasts, beautiful person, great testimonial. And there it is. This is these things I hear by the thousands.
But this is where
yes.
This is where you and medicine work very well together then. You're not saying that your technique is the thing that will cure her, but you're saying that you are able to put somebody physically into a better condition to be able to accept treatment.
Those people doing the treatments afterwards, because people are still within the orthodox way of treating disease, so they take chemo, and chemo normally fatigues you. They got all the energy. They feel great doing it. They become so much more within their control, and they are able to take on the orthodox medical treatments all so much better. So I am not anti healthcare or medical treatments, etc. Just begin and take on natural methods that make orthodox treatments work a lot better. Besides, it's not only that they are able to undergo chemo a lot better. The chemo also works a lot better, more precise. And that should all be investigated. That natural method should get into regular healthcare. And in the end, I will tell you, we will change lifestyles because we become much more independent. And then all that shit will not happen. Cancer, disease, depression will not happen with people who are connected with the autonomy, beyond belief, beyond the medical and scientific understanding up till now, which makes us able to control and regulate our own mood, our own health, and our own strength anytime. That is what we should teach children in the school, that we have the abilities.
I agree, because one of the words that gets thrown around so much at the moment is triggering. Something is said that triggers the individual. And I've had this conversation many times with my friends. It's not about somebody else triggering you. It's about your reaction to that. And that's what you have control over, not what the other person says. And it does feel very powerful to suddenly say, I have that control to disregard that or to ignore it or to whatever it might be.
Yes, exactly. You are, this is what we have lost. We are in this paradigm of dependency. We think if we got something, we need somebody out there. And it's not true. You need to go within. You have the autonomy. You don't need to react that way. You go into direct action, which is natural. When we bump in nature upon something, then we retreat. That is like meditation or going within. And then get our focus and our energy to deal with the problem. And when the problem is solved, we can go again. But we lost it when we got a problem outside there. Then we go to somebody who is fixing the thing on the level of the surface, not the inside. And for that, we need to go us ourselves, and not something, some exogenous drugs, medicaments, pills, etc. Because it's just bringing down the symptom. It does not go within. And that within is a lesson of life at that moment that needs to be taught by the person itself. It's beautiful. The school of life will make you happy, strong, and healthy, and open and intriguing, looking at the world, because every day you are learning, you are in connection. Neurologically, you grow. That is excitement. It's beautiful.
What I also love about everything that you've just said, but when I read what you write, when I listen to your videos, when I watch you, it's the idea of we have in our mind this limitation that things are impossible, like wearing swimming trunks in the death zone on Everest. And yet if you just, but they're not impossible. And it's this thing that you said before, which is we're sitting on these vast reservoirs of untapped capabilities.
Yes.
And it's like I said earlier, you're never going to find out what those reservoirs of capabilities are unless you get uncomfortable.
Yes, that is getting uncomfortable is actually following an instinctive urge within, which wants to solve something, which wants to learn, which wants to apprehend something of the mystery. And you got all the energy to do it and to feel great while doing it. And while you're doing it, people begin to look at you. Look, he's crazy. What he's doing is not possible. They're, wow. What amazing. And for me, it is only realizing at that moment, I don't feel paranoid. I don't feel pain. I feel power. I can do this. It's easy. It's nice. It's beautiful. I once again did something I thought of before impossible, and everybody is thinking it is impossible, but it is very possible. And in the end, you don't need to go to the Everest now, because all these things I did to shake up whatever people think, I had to shake it off myself to go outside of the cupboard, outside of the closet, whatever it is where we are kept in. I wanted to go out. I needed to go out. I followed that path. And then I went into, I showed it through the television. The television, it was, can you swim 100 meters under the ice? Can you climb Mount Everest in your shorts? Can you do a Kilimanjaro in 24 hours? Can you run a marathon without drinking water in the desert? Can you do the same beyond the polar circle, etc.? Can you stay for hours in ice? Can you hang by one finger up in the air in the midwinter when you lose dexterity in your extremities? Can you do that? That's the television. I was just doing these things at home. But then I came in contact with the television and they began to challenge me. And I showed that I had all the fundamentals done because I did it where I lived. And that was in Amsterdam. I lived in Amsterdam, and in the park I was training every day. I was not going to Mount Everest or the Kilimanjaro or beyond the polar circle or to the desert. I was just in the park. And everybody's got a park. Everybody has got some cold water outside. The cold is merciless, but righteous. And then it serves you to become in connection with the deeper physiology within yourself, with the stress mechanisms. And then you will become, everybody be able to become happy, strong, and healthy. It was only the television that made me go there and challenge me, and I could do it. And with that, I want to say, it doesn't cost any money. It is very easy. It's in your backyard where you can train. And it's your breath which has to deepen and to realize you, your connection, that you are able to change the rubbish out of your biochemistry. And then you are a beautiful being when you are clean inside. And you are the master of it, that will create a deep confidence. And there you will enlighten yourself of the burdens and the stress of life itself. And that's who we are. And that's the way we can bring it to our children. And then we all become happy, strong, and healthy.
So if someone's listening to this and they're holding resentment or guilt, or they're angry, can they just, and you talk about get it out of your system. Is it really the case? And I know you've done the scientific work. I know it's neurological. Can you get it out of your system through
the techniques? Even old trauma, even old locked up trauma, which is a matter of the DNA, which is a matter of proteins. I talked about the biochemistry can be deeply changed. Like, you are the alchemist. You are the one. You are able to get, and it's only logical that we, with our will, which is a connection with the neurology, to be in command of the neurology, and our breath, to be able to go into the deepest of the cells, into the lymphatic system, and to change the pH level to become very alkaline instead of acidic. Well, we are able to do that. And with that, we are able to change the proteins who are locked up because of old trauma. This is there, guys, for people who are very sensitive, deluded through all what is happening in their mind, so overcomplicated and changed, like transmuted through the time. And that is blocking, and they are like sluggish all the time. I tell you, we are able to get into the deepest of the physiology, even to that what you cannot see, into the DNA. We are doing the studies right now with San Francisco. In half a year, we have the results, but I can tell you already, we are the ones that are able to change and to correct anything that is done in the past through trauma, gotten in and not solved. You are able to get there. So even that, you are able to solve. Besides of that, breathing in the morning will cleanse your electrical system, which is the nervous system, and you will feel it. And then no more rubbish will accumulate more on top of the old rubbish, which is there to be taken care of. It's like your home is your home. If you don't know how to get rid of the rubbish, the bags full of garbage, then soon your house is full of rubbish. Learn to cleanse yourself. That is done through the breathing. So it's there. Change your paradigm. And don't look at, I cannot get there. I cannot change it. Hey man, we found out how to biochemically at will change everything into the depth. You got to do some work, because a whole lot of shit is waiting for you to be getting rid of.
Can I ask you a little bit about failure? Because I would say that in the progress of, in recovery, for example, or on any journey, one might... There might be days where you feel like you take three steps forward and four back, or whatever it might be. In terms of what you do, how does failure, or maybe not making the progress that you'd like to make, inform the process?
Yeah. Failure is a part of a paradigm. You cannot fail when you go in your unconditional beauty of your physiology, your command, the way nature meant it to be. So cleanse every day, and very soon that paradigm will change because you will feel direct connection, direct control within yourself. And you are able then to direct your vehicle, your body, your mind toward happiness, strength, and health. And there is no failure. Maybe you cannot throw the ball as much as your neighbor, but you are happy. A happy person doesn't go to war. It is not into competition. We are in a competitive society. And then failure comes in. When you are happy, you don't think about failure. You are successful. And everybody is able to be successful every day. Just cleanse yourself and find the best of yourself. And then failure is just gone. It's a paradigm. It's a neurology. You will change your neurology. And then you will see that failure suddenly is nothing anymore. It's like a little kid suddenly has no interest in little toys anymore, because he's growing out of it neurologically. So this is what we say about failure. Failure is part even of the adult life in people. But we will have to change, because the future is there where we are able to be happy, strong, and healthy. And then failure is something of the past paradigm, that is of the competitive society, where we make war to each other, where we have to be better than somebody else. No, you got to be the best of yourself. And that is being happy, strong, and healthy. And that is a different neurology, and we are talking about it. And when you say A, is when I can say B. And from there, the rest of the letters will come. And with that, the understanding. So that is my thing. No failing in this conversation, whatever. We are getting to the best of who we are. Being happy, be strong. Having understanding and love, and share it with everybody in the world. Powerful.
When someone is about to start trying your breathing techniques, and listeners, obviously the links to the videos that I've talked about will be in the show notes, but how long does someone have to stick with it before they begin to really feel the benefits? There's that immediate feeling that I've talked about, but how long before you get that paradigm shift?
For example, with people who have been suffering from arthritis. Arthritis is an overreactive immune system. And when it happens 20 years, then your whole body is conditioned. The neurology has changed. Then in those cases with severe arthritis, for example, which is based on inflammation, overactive immune system it is. It takes within 2 months, after 20 years of arthritis, within 2 months, the arthritis will go to its half. And with a couple of months more, it depends on your intensive training, it is gone. You will regain through a different conditioning your neurology, and with that, you will gain control over the arthritis. So the thing is, does it work? Yes or no? It's not the issue. The issue is, how long have you been conditioned where you are at? That it will take a week or a month or 2 months, you will have instantly you will have a result, but from then the work begins, and it is progressive, and you feel more and more control. So it's an enjoyable trajectory until you are fully within control over whatever is happening within you. That is the way we are built.
It's incredible. And another thing that you've said that I really love is that you do not fear death. You fear not living fully.
Yes, of course. Fully is our soul. Our soul is indestructible. It's forever. It was before we came to this planet, and it will be after we leave the planet. So I want to live like the soul, here and now. No fear, no inhibition, fully alive. I don't want to be sluggish. I want to be everything. Every day I have access to everything. And my mission is to bring every day, everybody in the world there where there is no money, but happiness, strength, and health. I want to bring the soul to everybody. And when you feel the soul, then the fear subsides. Because once again, you change the neurology. And in that perception of that neurology, the fear is gone because it was part of the old paradigm, of the old neurology. We have to change the neurology. We are able to become happy, strong, healthy within willful control. Not only we are able to express the soul, which is a understanding of that what is eternal, that is not limited by time. It's pure experience. It's called love. And that when you are in love with a person, nobody can stop you. You are not in fear. You can beat anything. And that is the soul. That is just a little taste of the soul. And I want to be in the intriguing journey to discover it all. And I will do it through science. So nobody is able to with their gibberish and, what about this? Yeah, maybe they, this is just, hey, I say with all my love, fuck off. I just bring here neurological understanding that we are built by nature to love life after and to have no fear and to pass it on to our children. And that is real love. And where our children become happy, strong, and healthy, man, that is the world I want to give them. And I have no fear for death whatsoever. I give my life, my body, anytime to help a child. Anytime. No doubt.
It's so incredible, Wim, to speak to you and to listen to you speak about the work that you've done. And also, long-time listeners will know that I am not a big fan of woo-woo. I do like the science. And I was chatting to a friend yesterday saying that I was speaking to you. And she made a very good point, which was, if he didn't have the scientific research, he would be called either a god or a charlatan.
Yeah. I had this investigative journalist coming to me, Scott Carney, and he was very doubtful, and he had experience with gurus, where one of his schoolers jumped from the roof because they were into deep meditation and all this and that in India with pupils from America going over there like a big project, and one suicided because he thought she could do it all, and I can fly, I can do this. You know, that guru shit stuff, it came, and he was to debunk me. So he came to my place, and he was very reserved and objectively, and it was not there for me. He was there to debunk me. 2 days later, he was doing barefoot outside in the snow for a full hour. And he had found the power, and he saw it. And then he went to all the scientists, all the doctors, and he wrote a New York Times bestseller on this method, on his experiences, still objective. He's an anthropologist and investigative journalist. And he was there to debunk me completely. And I say, do your best, because that's what I will give you, the best. And he had such a great experience, and we are friends for life now. He is my greatest fan, And once you dig in to through research with doctors and professors to try to find errors, mistakes in the foundational layers of what I am saying, that I'm happy to be your guest there, because the investigation will polish the diamond of the truth. And that is the way I go. So I will keep on going, and together we bring it to the world.
And I'm so delighted to do that. And I'm actually going to use the last of our time together to issue a formal apology to my brother, who for years has been talking about the benefits of cold therapy, who used to fill up buckets of iced water and douse himself in them. And I would laugh. And Gavin, you were right.
Kevin, from now on, you are called Kevin.
Gavin, he always gets called Kevin. It's Gavin. And he's been on this show before, and he's a huge, huge fan. My entire family do your breathing exercises. We've used them in lockdown as well to kind of.
We are doing studies now on people who have suffered from COVID. They do their method, they have great benefits. So the damage, which is normally permanent, quite permanent, you are able to intervene, to influence deeply into the damage and heal.
Have you volunteered like you did with E. coli? Have you volunteered?
Oh yeah, I did. But they don't want to hear nothing about it. Mm. I think they are afraid that I beat it. And I will, because I've been studying the COVID. The damaging factor of COVID are inflammatory markers. Those are called interleukins. The number 1, the number 6, 8, 11, and 17. Those are interleukins, inflammatory markers. That is called the cytokine storm. The cytokine storm is the damaging factor in the pulmonary edema. Yes? Mm-hmm. When it starts, when COVID starts, those inflammatory markers start, you are very able within a quarter of an hour to bring them down. We have shown this in 2014. Yeah, but do they want to know it? No! So all the scientists who are listening now, viewers who are listening now, prove me wrong. Look up the studies and compare.
I will get the links to the studies from you. And I will put them, these show notes are going to be long, Wim.
Yeah. Hey man, it's an experience. Or hey woman, it's an experience. It is no time here. We are talking from the soul, from joy, from happiness, from understanding, deep understanding, common sense, beautiful common sense.
But I also feel as though you're someone who is high on life, who wants to enjoy every moment to its fullest. But more than that, you want other people to enjoy every moment to its fullest.
That is a blessing to my soul. I'm very egotistic. I want blessings to my soul. I want to heal people so much and bring happiness because they bless my soul, man or woman. And have fun while doing it. But you know, when people come to me and they have lost the light in their lives, they are living in the dark, depressed for years and years and years and years. And from one day to another, you bring those people to the light, to in control of their mood, where they are joyous happiness. They are so motivated at that moment. It comes out and they have control. Wow! Sharing that is amazing. Amazing. So I want more of that. So I will keep on going with science. And I'm driven to make this world a happy, strong, and healthy place, which is in harmony with nature around it. That is the future. The future is us.
The future is happy, healthy, and strong. And this podcast has been happy, healthy, and strong. Wim, it's been such a delight to speak to you. And thank you so much for being so generous with your time, so generous with your expertise, and also being so generous with your desire to make everyone feel good. It's such a lovely, lovely
experience.
I love
your open face. I love your open face. And I felt you listening. Your neurology, the connection, it was all there. Thank you so much for your good work, your great work. Emma Guns, keep on shooting.
I will. Listeners, the links to Wim, everything will be in the show notes. Thank you so much for your time and thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening to that episode of The Emma Guns Show. I do hope you enjoyed it. I appreciate your time hugely. If you did enjoy it and you never want to miss an episode, then please do hit the subscribe button wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. It's also where you get the opportunity to leave a 5-star review and a rating for how you feel about the show. And I'd be so grateful if you wouldn't mind leaving one. If you want to get in touch with me, email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Or you can DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I am at Emma Guns. If you fancy chatting to me and thousands of other fellow listeners of the podcast, then click the link to join the Facebook forum. The link to join is in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. You have to answer a couple of questions, but we cannot wait to see you there. Come over and join the conversation. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.